This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Many years ago, my wife and I were invited to a very, very fancy wedding. The father of the kala had made it rich, and he spared no expense at this chasna. He made it a very, very English, posh English wedding. He even hired a master of ceremonies who wore the full regalia, a long red tailcoat, who announced various events throughout the night, explaining the proceedings. And at one point, he welcomed the head chef to introduce the wedding cake. It was a bizarre situation. They opened the door of the kitchen. The head chef walked out with a trolley with this enormous cake. He took the microphone and announced how many dozens, hundreds perhaps, of eggs, how many kilograms of flour and of sugar that went into making this masterpiece. And I think of this wedding and of this cake sometimes as Seder night. How so? You see, Seder night is replete with symbols. The charoses. The charoses represents a zecher latid, to remind us of the cement we used during the shibut. Each of the items on the Seder plate represents something. And of course, the matzah represents the avdus. We begin the Seder with holachma anyo. This is the bread of affliction that we used to eat in Mitzrayim. In fact, even Ibn Ezra says in his day, they still had avodim in medieval times, they had slaves, and this is what they would feed the slaves. It was cheap to make, it was compact, easy to transport, hard to digest, they didn't need to feed the avodim so often. I can understand that matzah represents avdus, but what is challenging is this. As we progress through the Seder, and we make the journey, mishibud l'geula, mi'avdus l'cheirus, we need another symbol to represent the cheirus and the geula. What symbol do we use for that? Well, we use the matzah. How strange. And that's when I think of this wedding and of that cake. Wouldn't it be more appropriate to use a more extravagant cake, a nice chocolate mousse matzah totter with macaroons and strawberries and whoever knows what? Why do we take the same piece of matzah to represent the avdus and the cheirus? And perhaps the answer is this. And it lies in the simonim, all 15 simonim, and really the objective of Seder night. What is the objective of Seder night? The simonim, there are 15 in total. 15 always represents a journey to Kedusha. Think of all the 15s you know of. 15 steps going into the Azara. You're going, you're progressing to the more holy place in the Beis HaMikdash. There are 15 Shir HaMalas. You're elevating yourself by singing praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 15 expressions of praise in Yishtabach, 15 points in Dayenu to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 15 generations from Avraham to Shlomo HaMelech, where we sort of ascend to the high point in Jewish history, where Shlomo HaMelech builds a Beis HaMikdash. When we say HaShiveinu Hashem Elecho V'Noshuv HaChadish HaMeinu Kekedem, we're referring to that high point in Jewish history. 15, therefore, always represents sort of a high point in Kedusha. And that's what Seder is, a journey. So the Seder begins where we sing or we say the simonim, the 15 simonim, Kadesh, Uchatz, Karpat, Yachas, to remind us what the objective is, that this Seder is a journey. A journey to what? A journey to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to become more close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to of course perform the many mitzvahs of the night, the Rabbonans and the Raisas, but ultimately to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to feel that oneness, and become ultimately avodim to Hashem. And therefore, the greatest symbol of becoming avodim to Hashem and of totally subjugating ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to pick up the matzah and to say, this is the symbol of cheirus, ein lecha ben chorin ala misha osek batorah, as the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says. That the greatest freedom is actually to totally attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the matzah perfectly symbolizes that. So, if you think about it, the matzah represents both avdus and cheirus. We start the Seder as avodim to paro, or indeed slaves to anything we're addicted to, and we end the night as avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is what the simonim tell us. It's very unusual. When else do we begin an evening with a program? But that's what the simonim is. We go through the program to remind us not only what's going to happen that evening, but to remind us of that we're on a journey, the journey of the Seder night, to go from avodim of paro to avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, we put a lot of emphasis at the beginning of this journey, and that's why the symbol of matzah represents not only the beginning, but the end. The only thing that's changed is who we are vodim to, and therefore the matzah is a perfect symbol of that concept of chayrus, not only avdus but also chayrus. I wish you all a very uplifting and meaningful seder, and we should all be zocher to make that journey and become avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.